Hit him with a,
hit him with a 3 count.
Pin him to the ground and the crowd go wild, man down, know what y'all like.
Hit him with a 3 count.
On the top rope, crowd already know how I fly him to the.
It's your boy, your cousin, it's your nephew, it's the Grapple Region's best kept secret, the Don of the Mid-Atlantic, and your favorite podcast host. Welcome to Chaz and Friends, the hottest debate show, wrestling podcast, and all of wrestling podcasts. Let me introduce to you my friends. Introducing first, he is wearing that one and only, okay? You can't get it anywhere else, okay? Because this color is the only color, and it's that color, okay? He has a very, very, very perfect shade of baby blue Kawhi Dog hoodie on, all right, ladies and gentlemen. He has Deadpool in his behind him. He's got a sign that says his name. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the landlord of the Dog Pound. He is the Red Dog.
What up? It is the Air Force Veteran Intel Specialist, the one you call on when you need to get the job done, and your friendly neighborhood Red Dog, and like everybody's least favorite presidential candidate, I'm out.
Ooh.
Wow, that was a new one.
Back.
Oh, get out of here. He left. You left, and I was like, "Oh, is he about to do a?" I was waiting for the costume change.
No. First of all, it's like 20. It's like 20 degrees outside over here, and it's like ice cold. And I'm like, "Bro, I'm keeping this hoodie on the whole time."
Look,
don't worry. What it's pretty cold here too, so I ain't gonna lie.
We had snow and ice and everything. I slipped on the ice today.
Man, y'all ain't got you. Man, Maryland don't get.
I did take a bump.
No.
I took a bump. No. And I, what you call it?
You got a boo boo?
Yeah.
Oh, you sitting there holding your knee going?
No, it wasn't my knee. I got up mad because I was like, I was already, aching from my, no holds bar match. I got I got buckle bombed onto a standing ladder.
You're a brave person because I would never take that move anymore because of one person.
Oh, yeah.
we know who the fuck that is.
Oh, man,
you can't blame Seth for that.
Oh no, fuck Slade.
That's no.
That's okay. That's definitely not where
that's
we're going.
Almost. Yeah, yeah.
That's not where we're going.
Trying to kill me. But all right, that's
the, just because that it yes. Look, there's a I gotta find a clip of it because that Damon almost died.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Damon almost died, but it's funny because the way Damien falls and protects himself. it makes it look way worse.
It does.
Which was a good thing, right? For
it was good for footage.
Good for footage.
I was heated.
But it's also because it's just the way that Damon's trying to protect himself. And it and it's funny. Now I need to find this.
You're talking about somebody big boy mad.
Oh, he was mad. He was very mad. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, there he is, guys. The supervillain, the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat. Damien Fatale, Big Mad, always. That's a shirt.
Don't let me catch you in the alley.
That is a good shirt.
I'm saying is that don't let me catch him in the alley.
Super villain, Big Mad,
Big Mad, Big Mad, always.
We can do that. All right, that's the next shirt.
That is the next shirt. But we're only going to drop it if you buy a shirt. So everyone who's watching all of our audio podcast,
you want audio.
That one too, yeah. That one, you can get that when you buy a shirt.
Exactly.
Okay.
Or you can get your hoodie that you're wearing right now.
Or you could get this one. This one's a cool one too. It has my name on it.
There will be a Red Dog one too.
There will be a Red Dog one.
Because I submitted it already.
Damon, it's okay. Yours is coming. Yours is coming. All right. Let's get down to it. Make sure you hit that like button on Facebook. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube if you're catching us on YouTube. If you're catching us live on Facebook, hit that like button as well. Share this onto your page. Send it to somebody that you might think would like to hear three guys argue about wrestling. Also, for our audio podcast listeners, all right, that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, all of those things. If it's a podcast, and you know, we're on there, all right, make sure you give us that 5-star Frog Splash review off of Neptune, all right? 5-star Frog Splash off of Neptune, right? On Apple Podcasts, give us that like also on Spotify. And for all of our live viewers right now, catching us right in between your movie and or TV show on the Infinite Plus Network.
Oh, yeah, you need that too. Infinite Plus Network.
There you go.
Thank you for watching us. We're sorry. Well, we're not really. I'm not gonna lie to you. We're not sorry for interrupting your movie.
Why are you apologizing?
I thought it was gonna be at least listen, nice.
He found a cure. Okay, he found a cure, and he just refuses to share with anybody. Okay, it's what happened. It's what happened in the movie. It's at the end. Okay, we're just letting you know ahead of time. He found a cure.
That's crazy because this probably was a good movie too. You just spoiled it. It probably was. Look, Infinite. Look, listen. I check out the content. Okay, there's some good movies on there. Exactly. Stuff you won't
Plus, on the Infinite Plus Network. You know, I heard that you know they have Harry Potter on there as well.
Oh just, shit.
Dudes be out here popping off like, oh, yo, Patronus, fool.
On that note,
all right, ghetto Harry Potter, got you.
I didn't want to say it, but I'm thankful that one of y'all picked it up.
No problem, we got you.
New Harry Potter movie, Potter in the Hood.
Potter in the Hood, yo, that's what I said. Potter in the Hood.
Temp check.
Hey, I'm going with my pick is Potter in the Hood 2. the Return of the Dumbleweed. Yeah. It's not a bad movie. I watched it twice.
For those of you who don't know what Temp Check is, geez Louise, gotta get my life together. Whose phone is ringing?
Mine. Shut up. You know I'm important.
Is it the network calling?
Not yet.
Not yet. I really like. Not gonna lie, I knew it was your phone, and I really thought it was Big Sarge calling. Like that joke wasn't funny.
Don't worry, Sarge. You can hang out with us someday. I was
like, oh no, that's it. That was the one, guys. That's the one. That's the joke that pulled us off. Harry Potter in the Hood. That's the joke that took us off the network.
We don't need any more smoke from WB. I already fuck with them enough with Tony. So,
oh my god, I can't wait till you get your intern job at the CW.
Ooh,
yeah.
Especially working for the app, specifically the app.
Hey, look, Tony should have got me when he could.
Should have.
I could have helped him iron out a lot of stuff before Punk got fired.
You should have hired you. All right, but no, Temp Check. For those you don't know, is when we give you our hottest and or coldest wrestler going into this week. All righty, Temp Check. Damien, what you got?
Well, we already know who the coldest is. That's my front. Christopher Jericho. Gracing me with his presence on my computer screen because I refuse to put him on my TV. So, yeah. My hottest? Gender.
Facts.
Just everything that he did leading up to that title match and was great. Yeah, yo, I'm gonna give Gender some praise.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Hook?
Yeah.
That's great. Ah, Gender. Good old Gender.
All right. Gender. Oh, yeah. Dog.
I'm gonna go coldest wrestler of the week. You know what? I'm gonna go with Natalya. Just because. You know,
I haven't seen anything from her in a while.
I haven't seen her on the TV. Even when she's on like the losing tag team. Like, usually. I know she's helping like get over new talent, but you know, I'm just, you're just gonna go on the cold spot. Hottest wrestler of the week, though, funny enough, I'm going to go on the other side. I'm going to take Hook. And I'll tell you why. Even though he lost to Samoa Joe, like, he got over. Yeah, and I was like, sure, yo, very cool. Except, you know, and I know a lot of people out there complain about the, oh, but he kicked out of the Muscle Buster on one. I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
Well, let them do their thing. But the way that the match was structured was correct.
Yeah.
I will give them that. I mean, granted, you know how I feel. But the way that the structure of the match, Joe should have fucking ate that kid alive. Just, that's what should have happened. Hands down.
Like, you're just not experienced enough. You know, you're in the fight, but you're just not experienced enough. And like, hey, I give the man credit though. I liked the way the match was put together. And then he just kept getting up afterwards. I was like, yo, bro, like, yeah, you were just all the baby face stuff you're getting. Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna give you some love for it.
Considering Joe looks like he ate four of Hook, yeah.
Well, Joe would have hinted the gender, so I don't
really
care.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh no, definitely. It probably would have been the same match that he had with Hook.
And Tony would have tweeted out how great it was.
Facts. He sure would have. He definitely would have. All right. Let me give you. I'm gonna go with my hottest first. My hottest wrestler, Josh Alexander.
Okay.
I think Josh Alexander getting the dub over Will Ospreay. On like the TNA, like the first like real TNA Impact episode. Yeah, dude, it's just he's there's a reason why he's been a staple of Impact. And Scott, you know, when Scott came out, he said it, you know, the promo after the match, he said it, he told him, like, you know, guys like, you know, Josh Alexander, who kept TNA alive. And he's definitely one of those staples. My 1B is still coming also from TNA, and that's Nick Nemeth. Yeah. Nothing shocks me, but it's just cool to see him be free. And I, you know, everyone says that, you know, use that terminology when they get released or they leave WWE, you know, and it's kind of like cliche at this point. But it was cool to see him be him, do something different. So, yeah, that was my 1A, 1B. My coldest wrestler, yeesh, if it's bad, and it's also, it depends. But if it's legitimate and it's a very bad injury, my coldest wrestler is Seth Rollins. Wow. Seth Rollins.
Why?
Right, listen, I'm just going to like say I value your wrong opinion. That's all I'm going to say.
Why is he like, the coldest wrestler?
If he's hurt, and is that the same leg he's already hurt? Yeah, and guess what? He's about to miss WrestleMania. It's not definite.
Possibly.
Possibly,
but
right.
Make him cold, though.
Yes. How yes.
He went out, that means he went out there.
If he has to get surgery, that means he's gone.
But he not right now.
He's gone.
Wrestler of the week. Like he's had a nice. Great match with an injured leg.
Right?
Congratulations.
Yo, great match
but
that
that's the
leg.
Point of like.
He's hurt. He got injured. He's about to. There's a possibility that Seth Rollins and CM Punk is not about to happen.
That'll be sad. However,
all right, boom. He's my coldest wrestler. Now I'm not saying it's his fault that he's the coldest wrestler. Like I'm not saying like he went out there intentionally go be I'm be Chaz's coldest wrestler because you know fuck up my foot. No, I'm just accidents happen.
Well, all right, how about this? Instead of naming him, why don't you name the body part that got hurt because it's that fault.
All right, fine. There you go. It's like, it's Seth Rollins, like. My good gracious.
That's a
I've never had this much heat for that temp check.
Meniscus.
Yeah.
Because it's dumb. Like, oh my God, so his knee gave out, and you're like, yo, he's the coldest wrestler.
He is.
Here we go again.
Because that's
missing another WrestleMania because of a knee injury.
Moving on. Moving on to our first debate topic, which is Seth Rollins. Good gracious, my guy. Gave me all this grit. My opinion. This is my show. My show.
Well, your opinion is wrong today. That's
and if you old guys are telling you that you're wrong, you're wrong.
Exactly.
Anyway. Yeah.
You got nothing.
There's Seth being injured on Raw. If you didn't know, now you know, player. Seth got hurt. Yeah, you can't hinder the gender. So he hurt Seth Rollins because Tony Khan was tweeting. It's all Tony's fault.
All right, I'll take that.
Oh, no.
Rock's fault.
I'll take that. Tony, it's your fault.
It's Dwayne's fault. Dwayne gave him a moment. That's how he got his position.
Yeah, could be The Rock's fault.
It probably is The Rock's fault.
Rock ruins another career. No, I'm just kidding.
Seth got injured on Raw. Should the WWE swivel their WrestleMania plans? Go with you, Cliff.
No. It's a meniscus and an MCL. The shit's gonna heal. It's fine. If they have to, we'll find out by, what is it, Elimination Chamber, whether they're gonna have to swerve plans. At this point, no, just continue on his plan. Like, what's gonna be the big deal? Like, what was Punk supposed to beat him at Royal Rumble and take the championship? No, that's just supposed to happen at WrestleMania. Let that go, man. Like, it's fine. So your champ is injured. And not to mention, now you're gonna have to call your other champion who's only defended the title four times. Over the last year, he's gonna have to go defend his title at Royal Rumble, ooh, and probably at a Elimination Chamber. Okay, cool. That's all. That's all you're gonna do. You're probably still putting the title on maybe Punk, right, at WrestleMania. But there's no reason to swerve the WrestleMania plans for it. There's not at this point when he's gonna go get surgery. Probably back in like 3 to 6 weeks, and he'll be wrestling again. And guess what? We're all gonna do like, oh, Seth is back. Cool. Then you have to worry about his knee being the coldest wrestler of the world.
Oh my gosh.
No. I mean, we don't even know if it requires surgery. Like, seriously, we really don't. Like, yeah, he's gonna make an announcement tomorrow, but we don't know if it requires surgery. I mean, it might. So it's one of those things where if it does and he's going to be out longer than he needs to be, then, yeah, of course they're going to change plans. But if not, what reason? What'd it do? So, nah. Like, right at this point, jumping off the bat, no. But if any smart person that is in charge of creative always has a backup plan regardless. So, this ain't AEW, so they're good.
And that backup plan is gender.
There you go. I mean, they got tons of backup plans, though. I mean,
they do. They got everybody back there.
You got to cash in. Like, and that's just on that.
Got like, Okada coming in to Rumble. Like,
there you go.
That's not confirmed.
They're good.
That's not confirmed. I'm
just, don't do that. I was about to say, don't do that.
Spoilers here?
Say, don't do that. Don't. I say, don't you do that. All right, maybe actually, you know what? No, we'll go viral. Do that. Say it again.
It's funny though because like everybody knows. Like for me, like the Royal Rumble is like Christmas. So like, say anything, put any spoiler out there, and I see it, bruh. I'm banning you for life on whatever platform I'm on. I don't give a damn who it is. If you tell me Vader is returning and he does, we are blocking you.
Hey, yo.
Hey, well, we're going to animate this quote, I guess.
I'm well aware Vader will not be making his return. But I'm just saying.
Are you sure?
In hologram form.
I kind of want to see this now. Like Vader return as a hologram and doing the Vader bomb and someone selling it. Let's go.
So look, they'll probably do two. So just before we even get to that, we'll probably get two like an actual hologram match first before you get hologram versus real person. But I don't think they have the technology yet where they can
interact like that.
Yeah, like that. Because they're already doing hologram concerts. Like, I mean, we've seen Tupac pop up with Snoop Dogg before. So, you know, they'll probably do a match. We'll probably see Vader versus the Ultimate Warrior before we see, Vader returning at the foil. Anyway, my Seth Rollins injury. I think a cash-in's happening. I think there's one thing, because you need like one of the most sensitive parts of your leg, and it being the same leg, it causes concern, just because like how significant of like that injury, you know, it takes. Now, like Cliff, this is all possibility. It's like I said, this is all speculation, because like I said, we don't know. Still, it hasn't been, you know, word hasn't gone out on whether or not he needs surgery or not. But if that is the case, yes, I think you absolutely you do the cash in. To be honest, I kind of expecting, just because it's me, I'm expecting a cash in tomorrow night on Raw. And you go in with Punk versus Priest at WrestleMania, which isn't a bad WrestleMania match.
No, it's not.
And boom, there you go. You used to put, like you said, put the punk on belt. Put the belt on Punk.
Put the belt.
And so put the Punk on belt. But yeah, you put it on, you still put it on Punk. You still get the end goal. Because they're gonna probably try to redo the Summer of Punk, because that's the whole thing now. So but yeah, man, I think you do swivel plans. I think you do the cash in tomorrow. And even if he doesn't need surgery, just.
But then what do you do with him if he doesn't need surgery? He's going to be back in 6 weeks. Then what do you do?
I give him time to recuperate.
So you just tell him, oh, nah, bro, just.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, Seth missing WrestleMania is not going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's not going to happen. You can put him in.
Exactly.
You can put,
put him in a triple threat match with Punk and Priest. Because he never truly lost the title. He
got yes, absolutely. And then you absolutely do that.
You pin Priest.
Oh,
because you're gonna be trying to protect Seth.
Oh,
now you're thinking about it. See, this is what happens when I come out here and I put up these stupid logical things. You have Punk win the Rumble to face Priest, or build out without winning the Rumble.
I think Punk wins the Rumble.
Oh, for our third topic.
Sorry,
you should have kept that to yourself.
Like, I know.
Well, we can go right there then. Boom.
So, top of wow. Right away.
we can go right there. We can go over here.
You want to jump right into the Royal Rumble? All right.
No, we're gonna make you wait to the end of the episode for that.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah, you're right.
This is probably one of the most anticipated Royal Rumbles in a while.
Yeah. Not since last year. Because I was about to say we knew Cody.
Last year was good though.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I agree with you. I agree with you on that one.
If you have Priest window, like full transparency, if you decide to swerve plans right and go that way, I think you have Priest win, and then you have him defend it at Elimination Chamber against somebody, right? But then you have the Elimination Chamber match where you would have Punk win.
Yeah, you could do it that way if you wanted Cody to win the Royal Rumble. It just all depends who they want to win the Rumble.
That's what, and I'd say that same way, but switch it, do it with Cody, and
have Cody win the Elimination Chamber.
Yes, have Cody challenge for the that's how he gets to Roman. I don't think Cody wins the Rumble just because of the simple fact is that they're going to make him, you know, go through hell and high water for him to get back to telling, you know, to finish his story. If you look at what everything he's done, the entire year since WrestleMania, he had to go through Brock Lesnar, Jesus Christ, know, he had what was after that? Jeez, now I can't remember.
Eventually, Nakamura. We just
Nakamura.
He had a little bit of fun with
Judgment Day, right? Dealing with the Judgment Day, Dom and that. Oh yeah, Jey Uso, he brought back, you know, with the tag titles.
That whole thing.
All right, now you got Shinsuke out here really like talking, really like really getting under his skin, like real psychological. All right, now you're getting your game. If it's on New Year, you know, yeah. Win the Rumble. You don't win the Rumble. All right. I would say you got Punk, throw him out. You have put Punk and Cody and somebody, you know, another dark horse. Have Punk be the one to throw Cody out just to add insult to injury. Punk comes back, you get eliminated. Now you gotta go to the Elimination Chamber. And then get to the story. to get your last shot. Like, look, you want to finish the story in Philly, bro. You got to go through Elimination Chamber. I think that going into the Roman, you know, would give that second match a better story than just like he's finishing his story. All right, well, what happened last year? You know, like the same way they did the same thing, the same type of build with Cena and Rock too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then they use Cena's personal life too, you know, his divorce that as well. But
the fact that he was sleeping with a stripper too.
That one, exactly.
Cornstar. Sorry, YouTube.
Our video's cut now from YouTube.
We can pay by them anyway.
That's true. You're right. But yeah, I just think that's the way you do it. Like, you win the, if he, Cody wins the Rumble, I'm like, well, what's the difference? He did that last year. You know,
history, though.
I mean, yes.
The second person or third person to do that, some shit like that.
But would we rather have history change? Or would we rather have a better story?
Oh, either or. It doesn't matter to me.
Like, we can always, you can
as
always
long as the story gets finished.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's no, I mean, either way is cool, though. Like, seriously, like, him winning the
Rumble. Absolutely. No, I'm not. Yeah, absolutely. Still cool.
But,
yeah.
But the trials and tribulation of losing the Rumble and then going to the Elimination Chamber is a bit more satisfying.
Yeah. It's very
hard times.
I mean, I do understand that. It's very Kofi Mania, very Daniel Bryan story. Like, you go through all this stuff to get there again. Like,
yeah, but
if it ain't broke, what? If it ain't,
But WWE does that better though, like building that long term.
Night two of WrestleMania. All right, you wait till night two of WrestleMania. And you see that video package, okay, on the pre-show. It's gonna put you right in your feels. All right, they're gonna have Dusty doing his hard times, David. Hard times. All right, in the background. All right, of Cody getting his tail whooped all year long. And you're going to cry, Damien. Your cold black heart is going to shed a tear. It's going to be like the Grinch. All right? It's going to get bigger and bigger. You wait. And you're going to call me. And you're going to go, all right, you were right.
We
never disagreed that the story was going to be cool either way.
True. That's fact. Absolutely. It's going to hit more.
I can understand.
I feel you. I can see that. He doesn't, so that's not what they're gonna do.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're right. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's Hunter. We'll see.
That's his first
WrestleMania, right? Just Hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah, his first. Yeah, by himself. Yes.
Just be him by himself.
Yes. This is his first real. You know, head. You know, it's just him. Head of creative going into WrestleMania. So that's why I think
what it won't do. What? Hinge on the left knee. Going back to the subject.
That is the subject, too. We went off on a tangent. Well, let's go.
We'll be repaired.
So, it's time for everyone's favorite segment. Well, it might not be everyone's, but it's definitely my favorite segment. Okay? It's time for...
Who fucked up this week? We got three people, right? So, as always, again, I want Chris Jericho to go away. I just want him to go away. Go away! So he's my first nominee. That's just for GP reasons. Like, I got nothing else. It's just because Christopher is Christopher. That's where it really comes down to. And then I guess we're going to have to say Tony.
Of course.
Bringing back the ranking systems. Why?
No,
there is nothing you can say that is going to justify bringing that bullshit back.
That yeah, you know what's funny? That's why that's not that was one of not one of the topics that I thought about
you,
it.
Yeah, you lucky.
Yeah. That's why I didn't talk about it. I was like, nope, where right, nope, nope, nope.
Oh, yeah, I want to kick him in the shin.
I'm indifferent about it.
I'm
indifferent about it. I'm indifferent about it.
It's stupid. It is dumb. It is dumb.
Sports-based product.
Yeah, okay, but look, what did they do? They abandoned it real quick and ignored it like it didn't exist. Thank you. You're right. It is a great picture of me. Looking suave. But anyway, and then I guess wrestling Twitter.
Yeah. Put on my LA Knight. Yeah.
I guess wrestling Twitter is the dumbass of the week as well.
Yeah.
Or a nominee for just being themselves. Y'all. Just for being y'all. Man, just. Yes, I don't know. Touch grass. Touch a woman. Shit, touch yourselves if you got to. Just step away from the computer.
Step away from the phone. No, put the phone down.
No, see, the one. No, it's the ones that are really doing are sitting in front of a fucking computer in their mother's basement.
Yeah.
In the dark. Completely secluded from everyone. Yeah. That's who's really doing it. Yeah. But yeah. So those are the three. Vote.
I was a bright spot in like the small bubble of wrestling Twitter. I went viral for like 8 hours. I did a satellite DDT in my match and it caught wind on wrestling Twitter. Nice. It was a lot of random likes and stuff. And I was like, who are you? And it was like, don't follow. I was like, oh. I was like, I sent it to my wife. I go, I'm going viral. yeah, that's my vote. Wrestling Twitter.
Wrestling Twitter?
I can understand. But the poll is out there.
I'll also have to go with wrestling Twitter just because. Yeah,
but you gotta go on that app called Twitter and X, but I like to still call it Twitter.
It's Twitter.
3count_pod. All right, it's once you pop our page up, you'll see the poll right there. Chris Jericho, Tony Khan, and wrestling Twitter, which kind of, yeah.
Kind of capitalizes all three.
Exactly. Legitimately. Exactly. So,
three-way tie going on.
So definitely get your vote out.
Yeah. Wrestling Twitter is gross.
Get your vote out there. So moving on.
Dark web.
The dark.
Yeah. The dark web. The dark X. Dark Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
I also want to throw in there, like, it just helps persuade everybody else's vote. Wrestling Twitter. There's a whole Deonna Purrazzo. Like,
That was the one that that was what instantly popped in my head this week. That was the, yeah.
Yeah. So. I was like, yo, leave that woman alone. She stays lit. Just because you're pissed off and you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, damn, bro. I've gained some weight. Don't be looking at her like that in the same way.
I fuck with her hard.
Yeah. Virtuoso.
I always liked her the way that she is. If she is comfortable the way that she is, sweetie, go do your damn thing. You're still beautiful.
I know.
Yeah.
And there's probably some loser out there that's like, well, she was in WWE and they never put her on TV because she wasn't camera ready. Shut up.
Her
wrestling ability put her above and beyond everybody else on that product.
What is camera ready?
That's the
kicker. What is camera ready?
In my opinion, camera ready is being able to hit your spots and your marks, so you're being seen properly when you're in that ring by the cameras. That's camera ready.
I was like,
there's a lot of ugly ass people in wrestling. Chris Jericho's on my screen a lot, and that nigga ugly. Just putting that out there. All right, let's just call it.
Is he camera ready?
Hell no. See how gross he looks? Hey, yeah. I'm mad that we got HD TVs now. Yeah. At least like before it was blurry.
That reminds me of Family Guy when they were like, hey, we're gonna go from SD to HD and they kicked exactly. that woman off.
I'm just looking back,
I'm like, bro, like I don't understand like why so many people are sitting in like not just even sitting on it, but just sitting on their phones and just like bashing the shit out of female talent. Like these dudes, like some of these dudes are like, hey man, at best a 4 or a 5, right? I'm gonna give you that. And then you're just like, yeah, look at her, she could never get with a guy like this. I'm like, because she doesn't have to, because she's light years ahead of you. Like
they were mad because they slid into our DMs and she completely whored the shit out of them. That's what that is.
Yeah exactly.
I'm just so anti people like just talking shit about wrestling. Or not wrestling, just they have to put their 2 cents out there on, listen, like a thing that you can do right on Twitter, if there's just something you don't like, right, there's this feature where you put your finger on the bottom of the screen and you just swipe up.
Right,
keep it moving. Like it's, I'm sure some people see the clips of our shows for our podcasts and our interviews. They don't stop and bitch. They just go, not interested.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep your fucking pushing. That's what scroll up means.
Facts.
Up. And if you want to do it, look, take it a step farther. You can always make sure those stories don't pop up on your goddamn on timeline. It ain't that hard.
No.
Yeah.
It's easy. Block. That's it. Right? Take a timeout. I think that's an option you can do on Twitter too. I don't know.
You could.
That's on Facebook. That's on Facebook.
Nah, I don't care what it is.
I know that.
You cancel everything.
You can. All right. Moving on. We just had a nice rant on about wrestling Twitter. But yeah, make sure you hit that poll on Twitter.
And vote Twitter. Wrestling yeah. Twitter. Vote wrestling Twitter.
vote wrestling Twitter for Damien's dumbass of the week. We'll check back at the end of the show. See who wins. All right. Everyone's favorite tag team, the Young Bucks, cut a promo, the interview with Renee. They got a new little attitude. They want to be preferred by their real names, and they're going to get rid of Sting. They're God-given names. They're going to get rid of Sting. So, well, what's our take on the Young Bucks' new attitude? Let's go with Damien.
They're gross. They look like 70s gross porn stars that should be getting out of the business yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they were killing the business before that.
Yeah, they were. Why did they pull events? Like, who are they hiding from? Are they in witness protection? I can't get past the mustache.
Same. And
that's what it is. I can't, like, I actually sat and watched that damn interview and I couldn't make it past the mustache. Damn. Like, all I could do is stare at their lip because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it's like, you know, it's like when you walk past, like, somebody that, like, trying to grow a mustache and you, like, want to rub your finger across it to see if it's dirt. Yeah, like Chaz when I first met Chaz.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, yo, did you draw that on? You know they can't grow facial hair. You know the Bucks can't grow facial hair. They were genetically
Yes, they would. They would.
They would. They totally fucking would. Like, oh,
I feel like they would fit in well with Miami in the 70s.
They definitely would. I could care less if they're facing Sting and Darby in Sting's last match. I get the stupid logic. However, it's stupid logic. I'm not going to be looking forward to seeing that match. However, I'm going to watch it because I don't have a choice. I have to watch it. at least it's not Jericho.
Yeah. That's the one. Hey, look, that's the positive. That's, you know what? Way to turn it. Didn't think about it like that. You look. That's my take. I'm changing my whole take. That's my the shortest Chaz Evans take on this show ever in history. At least it's not Jericho. That's how I feel. Boom. Go ahead. That's my turn. I'm gonna let you know that's my turn. So quick, you can go right after Damien. That's my take.
I don't care. I think where it really comes down to it, I could give two flying shits about their new attitude and what they have said out of their mouths, or them being on my computer screen, or just, I don't care. I just don't care. It just don't care. Don't care. I'm done. They didn't say much of anything and they look like idiots. There you go.
Well, that's wild. I mean, you know, other than the fact they look like John Walter Waters from back in the day. For those who don't know who John Waters is, go ahead and just Google it. You'll be okay. Yeah, you know, like the whole pencil mustache. I think it's funny because, like, as much as both of you guys were like, I don't care, we're talking about him on the fucking show. So we care a little bit. I'm kind of with it. I'm not going to front. Because listen, they're out here legitimately parodying another person that we're all like, we said the same thing about Vince when he showed up with like his brown hair and his brown mustache. We're like, Vince? Like, is that you?
Like, Vince? That
we talked so much trash about that man's mustache.
And because it's disturbing.
Now look at it, like 8 months later, here we are talking about Vince's mustache. So, or about the Nicholas and Matthew's mustache. So I'm just like, yo, to me, it's hilarious. I do like the heel turn style of it, right? Like, but I feel like they go through this phase like every like six to eight months. They're either faces or heels, and they always change up like their facial hair based off of it. Like, remember they had like the full beards at one time, and then they shaved it all down, and now they're back with their mustache. So I don't mind it at all. Actually, I'm kind of excited. I'm with you guys. I don't know who I would have outside of, I don't know who else I would have outside of the Bucks if it's going to be a tag match to take Sting out. Like, I don't know another tag team that I would have like right now, because FTR is doing their thing with, you know,
that's the team.
They're not taking out Sting. They're not going to do that.
But that's no, you don't do it like taking out Sting. You put it as this is Sting's last match in Greensboro, in the green, like FTR. If you're going to do the tag match.
I don't want to do that to FTR.
How do you say that? Like,
you're FTR, gonna get so much, but that's the thing, though.
You said that like FTR can't put on matches with broomsticks.
But you want to, no, it's not about, so, do that. Full transparency, right? At this point, it's not about having a good match. I'm put out there like this, and you got to hear me out. It's not about having a good match. It's about getting heat on the right team, right?
That is true.
If it was anything, if it was outside of the Bucks, it'd be the Guns. Like, that would be the other team that would have.
Okay, yes. All right.
No, so that's what I'm getting at.
That's fair. That's fair.
The Black Throne, right? Kings of the Black Throne. Like, that would be the team. Like, those are the teams that I would be like, yo, that's who I would have. You're not going to put, like, hey, let me put the Acclaim with Sting and Darby in Sting's last match. Not because the Acclaim aren't a good team, because they are. The problem
they
is
want,
always
they want benefit.
You're looking for a team that, like, eternal heat is what you're looking at. Like, we were the guys who took out your favorite Sting, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So for me, the Bucks is just, it's a perfect match for it. Like, they can handle the heat. And then guess what? in 10 months, everybody's going to be over it and they're going to start cheering on the boss. Like, so who cares at this point? Like, but I think I like the setup. I like the team. I like how it's kind of moving in that direction. And then what are you going to do? Like, who? And that's why I'm like trying to also figure out, like, could you find another team out there currently that has the heat that they can generate? Like, and would you put them with Sting and Darby? That's just what I'm saying. Like, they're going to have a good match. And then, you know, whoever that team is that wins, it's going to be the team that, like, really generates all that heat. So that's why I was like, yo, the Bucks. It's got to be the Bucks. Plus, they're the boss. Who likes their boss? Nobody.
They can get more heat if they come out and tell the truth.
Stop it. Morning. We've had conversations. Not about your current boss. Other bosses.
Okay. I can't say what I want to say about my boss because I still work there.
All right. Yeah, this is not Jericho.
God damn. This man put out your full government name too.
Yeah, he did.
This is not Jericho.
This is how you generate heat. See, you're like, right. Yo, call me by my God given name.
Yeah, this is not Jericho. I'm gonna keep saying that because that's the thing. At least it's not Jericho. No, I don't care either. I wish it wasn't the Bucks. I mean, I never cared for the Bucks to begin with. It's them facing it. Not
but with those with the mustaches they are.
I didn't even know they were.
No, I'm just making it up.
Oh. I'm like, I didn't know they were.
Actually, I might want to be careful saying that out loud. I am in Mormon development.
Liz was about to say.
They might take exception to that.
Yeah, man, I just... All right, we will get the Bucks heel. I mean, we had them heel before. It is what it is. That's really what. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. I'm over him now. Get out of here. You're banned.
I'm about to send this man the link.
Don't send him any links. Don't send him nothing.
Oh, what's wrong, Chaz? What
don't send him anything because he is not on this show anymore. Oh. He's now the competition.
Oh. That's not fair.
He's the no, it's not fair. It's not even a wrestling podcast, but still, he's the competition.
Hey, it's not even in the same genre, sir.
No, it's not in the same genre. I mean, I hope his podcast does well, but now he's competition. May the best podcast win.
Wow.
I'm gonna start
podcast how they're doing.
I'm gonna start spoiling episodes. Hiding them as now entering the ring episodes.
Returning to the ring.
Oh man. Oh. Match of the week. People match of the week.
Now they're like, what the hell was returning to the ring? Don't worry.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Match of the week. All right. I got my match. Give me your match of the week, Cliff, because I want to hear about that.
Damn.
Give me my your match of the week.
Also, yeah. Goes with my person who I said was the hottest wrestler of the week. So let me get Hook and Joe. Thought the match was really well structured. I thought it was really well put together. I thought everything was supposed to get over. I had no problems with the match. So that's my match of the week, man. Because what should have been a squash match turned out to be actually a lot of fun to watch. So I'm gonna be with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Oh, man.
Crazy. Someone else agrees with me.
Of course, he would pick that.
My match of the week. It's gonna be a little obscure.
Ooh, I like that.
Well, I mean, it's still WWE, but it's
I definitely thought you was about to say some New Japan match. I was ready.
No.
He said, I was like, ooh,
obscure for me because
like, what did you watch this week, sir?
Actually, I mean, I watched a lot this week, actually, but I really enjoyed this for some reason. The women tag team championship match on SmackDown.
Oh, that match was good. Okay.
Like, I don't know why, but like I really enjoyed like everything about it with Damage Control out there. You know, both teams going out there and like killing it. Like they, that keg stand move was really impressive too. Alba Fire and Aladon, Unholy Union. Thanks for stealing my old group name. Appreciate it from 2011.
I can't front like I'm not a big fan of Kaylee Ray. I've been a big fan of Kaylee Ray since the first women's tournament.
That's me and I'm Caden Carter. Like,
and then both of those, it was fun. It was fun. And then the interaction with Asuka and Kairi at the end, those two, they look like they're having way too much fun being back together. Like,
they probably are having too much fun.
Me and my wife were dying when we saw the way that they were acting towards the tag champs. So I enjoyed that. That's my match of the week.
My match of the week.
It's Will
Ospreay and Josh Alexander. I watched that match. Hadn't watched Dynamite yet. And I said, don't care what you show me. There is nothing. There is nothing that any wrestler on God's green earth and on his blue one and on his red one on any planet that could have put on a fire match this week than that match, okay? And I'm, guess what? I'm not even going to say Pure Ignorance versus Nice and Smooth versus Dog Nation for the Voltage Tag Team Championship as my match of the week, because I could not even hold a cake to Josh Alexander and Will Billy Goat Ospreay.
You said a cake? That's wild, man.
Well, like, I just want to say something.
Fire! It is time we start calling Will Ospreay what he is, and that is this generation's AJ Styles. And he's been doing it for almost a decade. And that right there is my hot take. What is that hang?
It's a keyblade. You know nothing of that, so don't even worry about it, Anthony. Man. Mind your business, keep moving.
Right. So with that being said, though, right? So just like AJ Styles, it's not going to count until he gets to WWE.
Oh, shut up! No, it does. No. It's because of that reason why if you really pick. You want to go if it's Sean or AJ, it's always AJ.
Dang, that's crazy though, man.
If you want to go and you go Sean or AJ, it's AJ.
You know what's crazy though is that AJ Styles has had more matches in WWE than he has in TNA.
That's facts. Yeah. That's facts.
Wild to me.
Crazy.
Hey, let me let me put
that's this my match of the week.
Tama Tonga versus Evil, never open weight title. That's a
good match. That was a good match.
That's a good one.
Anything Tama Tonga does, man.
You can't even spell Chastity Belt.
Your comment gets banned.
I see what you did there, but it's still dumb. Anyway,
all right.
Yo, it's but I do want to throw. I want to throw one more out there too, right? A 1B1C. It's gonna be crazy, right, that we have that. Let's be real.
That's the second week in a row.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's be real because our fan favorite, our boy, our man that we sit under his learning tree, had a fucking amazing match with Jon Moxley. So Moxley and Shane Taylor definitely need to be put up there. And then I'm gonna throw this one out there, and I know it's gonna be funny. It's kind of obscure, but obviously I have some personal connection to this one too. But if you guys checked out
the Wrestling Open,
DBW. Deadlock Pro Wrestling out of North Carolina, MXM made their debut. Mm-hmm. So Mansoor and Mace, right?
Okay.
Mansoor, whatever you want to go with. He made his debut, and you know they had a great match with Miracle Generation. So if you guys get a chance, you go check out that match because it was definitely a fire ass match. So it's cool to see that those guys. And here's the crazy part. Fun fact for those who don't actually follow those guys on Twitter, It was supposed to be West Coast something connection, something like that. For they were supposed to be facing MXM. Unfortunately, they had to pull out, and the boys of Miracle Generation got a call at 8:30 at night to hop on a flight and go wrestle that match. So they got called like a Friday night, and they had to fly in Saturday and wrestle, and then they flew back that night. So I was like, I just want to throw out some love to those guys and just say, hey, like, nice. You should be checking it out.
Nice.
We just gave you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I can't count. We gave you a bunch of matches to watch if you didn't watch it. So go definitely check out those matches. But now it's time for the main event, what everyone's always been waiting for. Okay. Who are the Three Count Podcast picks for the Royal Rumble matches?
Ooh. Ding, ding, ding.
I need some more alcohol before I try to make this decision.
Okay. This is one of the most anticipated shows in every season.
This is like picking the wrong baby mama.
Wow. That was a great comparison. I didn't think I needed that comparison to wrestling until you just said that. And that's the one. That's the one. All right. But here we go. Let's start with the women.
It is the nice beard.
It was, and I had to shave it down.
Oh yeah, Corey doesn't want you to shave it down.
It's too late. Already did it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you already did. You can't tell the difference.
Yeah, I can tell the difference, but it still looks nice though.
Hey, see, nice. Appreciate that.
Nah, yeah. Bearded Red Dogs is a scarier.
Full beard.
Yeah, full look, listen. I seen you wrestling a full beard. And when you hit that spine buster, I don't know. It just you just look like you look meaner than normal. I don't know. You might like you look like instead of a dog that'll bite me, you're like a dog that'll bite me with rabies. But a full beard. That's the full beard is the foaming of the mouth, like the rabies of the foaming and everything.
Don't worry.
I'm throwing in like some Alka-Seltzer in my mouth right before I do it.
Women's wrestling, women's Royal Rumble. What is your pick? Every topic, there has been a side comic that has got us off task. Women's wrestling, women's Royal Rumble match. Who are your picks? Go, Cliff.
Oh shit! I gotta
go yeah. Back. Yes.
Damn. Jesus.
Oh,
she's. I am trying to think now.
I don't even know. Like I said, I've been so confused about
because I literally the first person I was gonna fire was like Rhea Ripley, but I was like, oh yeah, she's not gonna be in the match. Bianca, like, oh yeah, it's not. You know what? It's probably not gonna be Bianca either. I feel like if anybody's winning it this year, it's. Yeah, I can't even say her either, too, because I was like, kind of want to lean on Bayley because I feel like it's kind of her time to like win.
Yeah.
Yo, and if not, Mercedes. But I'm gonna go with Bayley.
I was hoping you weren't. Okay, all right, you're going with
Bayley's
okay.
My pick.
Bayley is my pick as well. Solely off the fact is that every year I do the whole. So the surprise entrance wins. I'm going to be logical this year, be smart. So I'm not going to pick Mercedes. Not going to pick Trin. Okay. I'm picking Bayley. I definitely think it's Bayley's time to win, like you said. And I wouldn't mind seeing Bayley. You know, that'd be the way of kicking Judgment. You know, kicking her out of Judgment Day. Everyone's in Judgment Day. Kicking her out of Damage Control. I'm going with Bayley. Bayley's my pick for the women's Royal Rumble match. All right, Damien, what you got?
I want to pick Bayley.
Oh, are we all agreeing?
I want to pick Bayley. It's going to be Becky.
That's what I was not. I don't want that.
I don't. I that's what I'm saying. I don't mind it.
She's already won one.
I know.
Yeah,
put her in the elimination chamber.
She doesn't need another one. And it would be nice. Like, I want my pick I want Bayley to win. What I know is probably going to happen, it's probably going to be Becky.
So what's your pick?
I'm going to go with Logic.
Okay. Becky. Okay. I want to make sure.
Look, if Charlotte wasn't injured, I'd pick Charlotte. Because, you know, you don't bet against the queen.
You don't bet against the queen.
Yeah, you don't bet the queen.
I'd like to see a returning Bliss come back. That'd be nice.
You know what? All right, so if we're going to do it, pick a dark horse.
Ooh.
Chaz, I feel like you already said you got Mercedes.
Yeah, that's my dark horse.
It's not a bad pick.
There's like so many people that don't have contracts right now that can pop up.
Yeah.
This is why it made me so it could be anybody's like game. So my dark horse. Fuck. Give me a moment. Let me think.
Okay, I'm taking Liv.
You're picking Liv? That's a good one.
That is.
Straight out of jail.
She didn't even have to go to jail.
No, she didn't have to go to jail. It just for the sake of the
she did a hard time. Her and Dom are about to be a new.
Oh my god!
They're kicking Rhea out of Judgment Day.
I don't know.
They're kicking Dom out of Judgment Day because Dom's leaving Rhea for Liv. Oh. Yo, tell me that's not a fire story though. Not only did I take your man, I'm about to take your belt. Hey, yo, and then yo, that's tough. You know what? He's gonna like legit. If he's gonna keep on heckling me the entire show, he's gonna be gone. I'm gonna ban him from your show. Okay, all right, that's still my show.
Right, Chaz, my dark horse to win the women's rumble. No,
what?
No, I can't pick you as my surprise dark horse winner.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No. Oh, okay. All right.
I do like the idea of like a surprise pick as well. So we could do like our winner, our dark horse, and we can do a surprise pick because this segment's not gonna go that long.
Julia surprise.
Ooh. I like that. I like that. That's a good one.
That's a really good pick. I'm gonna go way out left just because I really have no idea. Candice Michelle.
She crossed over my her and Nikki crossed over my brain.
Yeah. I thought you meant like Bella.
No, y'all would never talk. Don't ever.
That's why I was like, what?
You know I don't like that one.
I know you don't. That's why I was like, what? That's why I said what?
Yo, let me get Jacqueline.
Yeah, that would be like I would like that.
I'd love to see her just pop up.
That would be nice.
Pop up and do like 5 minutes.
I want her to do a program.
Yep,
I want her to come do a program with Rhea.
Oh, that'd be nice. That'd be nice.
Just mentally picturing that. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want.
I like that.
That'll put Rhea on that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, and give Jacqueline.
That shows too that they. It's funny because like you see it with everybody else, like with Trish, with Lita, you know, the four horsewomen are usually the ones that get to work on because they're like they're trusted. Yeah. And obviously, if you give someone like Jacqueline to Rhea, like obviously you're showing that you know one you want to elevate her to another level, but then also you
got some trust in her.
Yeah.
Hey, look, they're putting a lot of trust in Dom lately, too.
He's been delivering.
He has, but the fact that you're, like, a lot of people's, like, first matches coming in, that says a lot considering where he was at, like, 5 years ago.
True. Absolutely.
Right. 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
Shit, 3 years ago.
3 months ago.
Fine.
Men, let's go to the men's Royal Rumble. Ooh. The one that I think a lot of people are really putting down three names really are your core. That's really at the head center of it that you think. So Let's go with it. Who do we think is winning the men's Royal Rumble match? I'm going with our favorite Phil. The three counts favorite Phil in wrestling. CM Punk. Yeah. Like I had said earlier, Cody's not winning that thing twice. It's not back to back. And I just think the story hits better with him going through the chamber, or not even if he has to go through the chamber. If he just, you know, he got to go through more trials to just get to finish his story. You know, that's just what I say. And if not, if he wins the Rumble, then what you do is this. Boom. He wins the Rumble. Roman Superman punch him right after he wins it. After he points, come down. Big dog. Boom. Spear. You get him up. The most dangerous move in wrestling. Da-dum. Boom. Hit him with that. All right. Then Roman gets up, goes to the ropes. One, two, big dog him again. Ooh, come on now. That one needs to happen. Shout out to Andino for that one.
Yes, I was like, I know you're hanging out with Andino this week because you don't normally say that.
He did that joint Friday. He was telling us how the Rock match is going to go with Roman. And you know how that goes.
Yeah.
He did the whole big dog. Big dog, dangerous move in all of wrestling. Solo, da-dum. Jey Uso, super kick, boom. Jimmy, super kick, boom. Hit the rope, ricochet, big dog. Kick out at two, get up, rock bottom, boom. Kick out two. He totally told the whole match, and I was just like, I hate you.
Roman's surprise entrant.
Roman's going to win the Royal Rumble match. Again,
so you can get WrestleMania off. I do. That's something I would do. I'd be like, all right, I'm taking WrestleMania off.
Let's see. Who do I want as my winner? Oh shit. You know what? Cause there's like a lot of great options, a lot of great people that you can actually pick. Yeah. Let me say it this way. Dwayne.
Ooh.
Let me get The Rock.
All right. The Rock.
All right.
He's really. Ugh. 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 Ugh.
All right.
It's your pick.
Punk is going to be my, like, I like, I'm, that's just going to make my night. On Saturday, I might cry if he wins. I might name my fourth child after him. It's CM Punk Jr.
I was about to say, oh, you're gonna name it Phil. CM Punk Jr. Oh god.
CM Punk the second. Make it even worse.
Right.
Wait, oh, Junior? No, the second. I said what I said. Right, the second.
Ugh. Because if he wins, I got to cut the live feed right away. Because, you know, I'm going to be too happy and my wife's going to be around. And that's when the whole thing takes a different turn. So we can't have that. This ain't Cinemax.
Oh my God. What's your dark horse pick? Get out of here. I'm not even touching that. I'm not even touching that. Go ahead. What's your dark horse, Cliff?
Let me get Gunther.
Gunther. My dark horse is Jey Uso.
I like that.
I wouldn't mind seeing that curveball out of left field. Jey Uso win. I wouldn't hate that at all. It's a good F you to everybody else. But I wouldn't mind it.
Story. Jay gets one more shot.
Jay gets one more shot at Roman Reigns.
Give me Drew.
That's my surprise.
Give me Drew.
Yeah, I don't see
how it. Can he be a surprise when he already declared?
Oh, you're like, oh, surprise entrance. I thought we were talking about surprise winners. Oh, but okay. Well, my surprise. Yikes. Come back. Come back to him. Surprise. Go. Somebody go first.
Surprise pick.
Yeah, I'm still thinking on that one.
Let me get Okada.
I was going to say the same thing, but also give me Carmella. I'd like to see him in the Rumble. That'd be a nice little...
Well, he was there last year.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying, I want to see him do more. Since he's doing more now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
Since he's doing a little bit more, I can, why are you tearing up? You okay there? You need a hug?
Oh, okay, you talking about Okada in the Rumble will just...
Yep.
That's a bad man.
I mean, there's a small possibility.
If Okada showed up, it would be the second Royal Rumble that I actually shed a tear at a surprise entrance. That wasn't really a surprise. I cried. I cried when AJ came out, and there are witnesses.
Dude, that shocked the shit out of me.
I was in my college dorm room in New York City, and we were watching it. Now a couple of friends were like, "Oh, I remember the Royal Rumble. I like that." And we all watched it, and AJ came out, and I legit was in tears. I was like, "I didn't think this would ever happen." But yeah.
Oh, yeah, you definitely are. He's going to have to actually physically be there in the field. Good luck there, buddy.
You have fun with that.
Hey, actually, let me change my surprise pick to Big E.
That was mine.
Do the best ones.
All right, fine. I'll take
that was mine. God, man. Because I don't want to pick Okada. I low-key don't want him to go to WWE. Like, a part of me doesn't want him to go.
You don't want him to go. Yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna say anything.
I'm gonna go to Impact. I'm gonna go to TNA.
Well, he'll be there on Thursday.
Well, I know that, but I want him to stay there.
I want him to go wherever he feels that he is going to be comfortable.
I mean that too.
Like, to be honest, let's be real. Like, if he's looking for that short term, lots of money, Tony's the way to go. If he wants to build something different, TNA and WWE's to go.
It's about time. I thought they would never leave. We made the show 12 minutes longer for them just so we can get out of here. Good gracious.
Yeah, so who's your pick? Who's your surprise pick?
Mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fool. Big E!
Oh.
What? Yeah, man, my man went last night. He's like, yo, I didn't want to see Okada. And then you took
Big E.
Actually, you know what?
That would be nice.
Let me get Tama Tonga.
That
would be crazy.
That'd be insane.
That would be crazy.
That'd be insane. Any look there besides Okada, I think that if because there's a group of New Japan talent that are leaving or have left. Any of those names showing up at the Rumble, yeesh, is crazy. And it's like for reals. So,
be nuts.
What if Tama? Hey, yo, actually, because I think he's out of his contract too. Can I get the Gorillas of Destiny in WWE, please? Like, I know.
Oh, you know how crazy the tag division will be by then. If they add them in there, division
is so crazy and now. Just throwing those guys in there,
bro. That's.
No, man. I want to see them versus the author of Pain. Authors of Pain.
That's good.
That's exactly. That's exactly.
That's what I want to see.
That's exactly what came to mind.
I know you guys want to see like Big E always says, big meaty man slapping meat. I just want to see Tamaloa and Tama Tonga against Pretty Deadly.
Dude, that would be actually would be very entertaining.
It would be a fun match, but I love
Pretty Deadly. Actually, they Pretty Deadly has grown on me. I don't know how they have fit on the SmackDown roster the way that they have.
Yeah, it's yeah.
But it's like now like I love them too. Just like I love you know, Grayson Waller and the other
A-Town Downtown. Was it A-Town Down?
Austin Theory.
A-Town. I think it was called A-Town Down.
A-Town, yeah.
Yeah, Haiku, yeah, his contract ends in March. I just didn't know about Tamaloa, because I think that's the one I want.
I can't remember. Yeah, I can't remember.
But regardless, I still want the Gorillas of Destiny in WWE.
Just yeah, show up in the middle of the summer and just fuck shit up.
Bruh.
Imagine them at SummerSlam, bruh.
Oh,
what if they did like a tag team Royal Rumble in SummerSlam, and then Gorillas of Destiny came out and just won it?
First of all, a tag team Rumble is crazy.
It is crazy, but it's fun.
They've done it before. I mean,
yeah, but still, that's crazy. I haven't
seen it in a while though.
Look, what's it called? When Dax talking about some trios elimination style steel cage match, I said, wait a minute, now that's a great idea. What? Yeah. Elimination style trios match in a cage. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's like so many cool possibilities, especially because WWE's tag division is like loading up, and I love the way it is. So I'm like, bro, if we could get Sammy back over with KO, and then, you know, just let's just get teams back together, right? Like, I know Kofi and Xavier, you know, they're kind of hit and miss because one's always injured, the other one's, you know, healing up. But now, you know, Kofi could be coming back soon. And so to see Kofi and Xavier running all over again, bro, I'm just like, can we get that? Yes, and the Good Brothers are still there, actually.
Yes, so they are.
Yeah, they're there on Monday.
Yeah, they need to start doing some more stuff.
That division is
deep, very.
And all they're doing is just they're just wasting. Like, well, like the Good Brothers are just kind of just floating around. You know, they're not really doing anything there. So
yeah,
when it really comes down to it, those tag titles need to be split. Let's
just call it spade a spade. Yes, absolutely.
Let's just call it spade a spade. They need to split.
Yeah,
it just is what it is.
You can make the undisputed heavyweight champions, undisputed tag team championships, and then the WWE tag team championships. You know, you've done it before.
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what you've done it before. Done it before.
Just get away from those copper pennies. That's it.
Yeah, I'm over this.
Yeah. Well, if you made it to this part of the show, you've made it to the end. Who's we the are. Of the week? You're right. Dumbass of the week. It's funny.
What the
fuck? All right, here we go. It's also because on Twitter I put the poll out for a full 24 hours, and I forget that. Yeah. All right, we announced it in. All right, so look, here we go. Wow.
Also, check out Genesis on Now Ancient Ring.
Please check that out. I didn't think that the wow.
What you got?
Okay. Everyone got a vote. So 50%. I'll start for 10%. Chris Jericho.
Okay.
40%. Tony Khan.
Oh.
But 50% wrestling Twitter. So
wrestling Twitter is the yard. Dumbasses of the fucking week.
Wrestling Twitter.
Look at you guys bailing out Tony and Chris.
Why? Look, you can always count on Wrestling Twitter.
There you go.
To ruin something.
Wrestling Twitter is going to hate me. It's a good thing I don't give a fuck.
And on that note, if you got to this far, you get a trophy. If you're a PlayStation user, if you are an Xbox user, you get an achievement. And for my PC users, you get a virus. Please, please, please check out the next episode. All right. Before we go, I forgot. And we all forgot. This Saturday, we're going to try this out. We're going to do a live watch along. All right, Damien. It's just, he's got a live watch along. Cliff's going to be on there as well. We're going to have some other rotating guests here and there. So check that out. It's going to start
whenever
the Royal Rumble starts.
Yeah, when the Royal Rumble
figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, look, it'll either 15 minutes or the pre-show or like exactly when the show start.
You'll figure. Yeah,
it'll be there.
5 minutes before it ends.
Exactly.
Or 5 minutes.
Look, I might wait to the end. But y'all better watch. Yeah. Y'all better sit there and wait.
Politely.
Exactly.
Be on the lookout. Be on the lookout this week for the times when Damien's watch. I gotta give a cool name too. Royal Rumble watch along. We're gonna try to do here and there, maybe a couple of watch alongs. So definitely be on the lookout for that for the times. Check us out there.
Interact. Leave
it's gonna be have some fun. Legit, you're gonna get look. If Dame, you might see Damien cry.
It's true.
Yeah, you might.
You might see Damien cry.
Pops out at the Royal Rumble.
We'll exactly. So look, if you want to see that man right there, that villain, that super villain cry, you're gonna watch or watch along this Saturday.
You want me to tell you the only time I cried is when Lord Voldemort died.
Kawaii.
Yeah. That's perfect. Yeah, perfect.
Hey guys, it's the host of the Three Count, you know, Chaz Evans here. Make sure to let you know that I don't run shit, I don't do shit, I just talk shit. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. What else should you do? You should also follow us on all social medias. That's the Facebook at Three Count Podcast, the Instagram at Three Count Pod, and the Twitter at Three Count _ Pod. Also, if you like us a lot, you should definitely buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/3countpod, and that's the number 3. Don't be an idiot and type in T-H-R-E-E, because you're not going to find anything. So, make sure you follow us at 3countpod or 3count_pod on Twitter and buy a shirt. Be there or be somewhere else.